We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Welcome back into the show. Glad you're with us today. Time to get to the bottom line with former State Representative Mike Colonna, who's joining us on the line. And Mike, you know what? I got a safe space for you here because Joe Biden is starting to tank in the polls, and things are not looking good for the left.
Yeah, he just cracks me up. You know, Uncle Joe can have a moment where he, you know, slips in the wrong city, and then he jumps back, and he's like, "Oh no, wait, I meant El Paso." And our president can take credit for opening up some type of a plant in Ohio that actually President Obama opened up. So you know, I wish folks would just keep things in perspective.
He's found the magic wand. What are you talking about?
By the way, I love the intro. You're a really big deal, and I get to be on your show. I'm thinking, no, you need to say Mike's a really big deal. That's why he's coming on. But, you know, I think what's more frightening is somebody like Kristen Gillibrand coming to Missouri this weekend. I mean, if there's one thing the Missouri Democrats, I think, want to do, it's run away from the extreme left like that. But yet, you know, here comes one of our presidential candidates. He's a lightning rod for some of those left-of-left issues. She'll be catching all the press. And, you know this. So many folks used to be Democrats, and they just can't deal with what's going on the left. And the next thing you know, they're voting Republican. And that's okay. They're good folks. You know, they evaluate things independently. But, you know, pushing the extreme left, pushing the extreme right, it's just not good for Missouri either way.
You know, Mike, I'm glad you brought that up about Gillibrand, because to me, she is the poster child for the fact that a lot of people in the Democratic Party have moved far left. They're being dragged over there by Elizabeth Warren and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You know, and I bring that up because in Gillibrand's case, she wrote a letter to the NRA back when she was a congresswoman. And if you read the letter, the NRA released it. If you read the letter, she sounds like a right-wing Republican. She would never support banning specific guns. She'd never support limiting magazine capacity. She supported an individual right to keep and bear arms, all of this stuff. She's thrown all of that out the window now and is talking about, you know, closing loopholes and all these gun bans and an assault weapons ban. All of them, though, are trying to get to the left of everyone else in the primary this year.
You know, what I think is a bit, well, hurtful, number one. And number two, I don't know how you get to quote-unquote the real answer. But, I mean, I think you, myself, the average day, Tommy or Susie, we hope that our politicians, our elected officials, grow with experience. So you can have, say, let's take guns again. You can have an opinion on guns when you're first elected, and then maybe 10, 15 years into it, after a couple of mass murders like we've had, you know, sure, your opinion can change. But then you throw into the mix, you know, 40 people running in a primary for a presidential race, and you see the switch. You scratch your head and become suspect. So, I mean, I think, you know, when folks change their opinion like that, it's your obligation as a member of the press to ask them about it and to try and ferret out what's really going on. You know, is this a change of heart? Is this you've been learning on the job, which we hope you do, or are you just pandering to try and make it to the top of the heap and get get the nomination?
Yeah, you got to wonder. She's coming here to talk about, I would assume, the abortion law that we just passed in Missouri.
That, and I think the court case that's going on, and, you know, yeah, if I'm one of her campaign people, I tell her to do that. She's going to get some national press on it. Maybe it'll give her a bump, but it sure as heck isn't going to help her in Missouri.
No, it's not going to help her in Missouri at all. So I'm kind of picking up here that maybe you're occupying that center ground here. Have you changed that to D to an I?
Oh, no.
I'm just checking.
No, I'm still a Democrat, but I will tell you, I think I'm like the average Missouri voter, okay? We lean one way or another. We were brought up a certain way. We agree with the fundamentals of the party we identify with, but we don't mind voting for somebody of the other party if they're a good quality candidate that does good things, has good public policy, and is good for Missouri. I mean, look at the numbers that Governor Parson is pulling at. You know, and I've been at events where he said, look, I'm not your Republican governor. I'm your governor of the state of Missouri. I don't care if you're a Democrat or not. I want to work with you to do good things. And here we have one of the biggest agriculture conglomerates moving their headquarters to St. Louis, bringing a bunch of jobs with them. I think Missouri voters appreciate that. Don't tell me what your idea is. I don't care. Get stuff done.
There you go. All right, we'll see where that's going to be an interesting gubernatorial race coming up too. It looks like so we'll have you on to talk more about that when we know who for sure is going to be in that race.
Mark, I always love coming on the show, man. You're very kind to me, and I appreciate that.
Mike Colonna, thanks for being a victim today. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.